The green light has been given for North Melbourne to return to Blunster Arena this Saturday, taking on the Cats. You and I will be there.
Seeing
the game.
Very excited.
But North Melbourne is giving back to grassroots footy fans and footy clubs in Tasmania, allowing members and fans the chance to win a Mazda CX-30 or a number of other great prizes whilst raising valuable funds for their football club. To tell us a little bit more, please welcome the captain of North Melbourne, Mr. Jack Zeeball. Jack, welcome.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, Jack. Mate, first things first, what a nightmare that you guys have to deal with each and every week.
Yeah, well, the challenge of the 2021 footy season continues, but it's one that we're all very committed to and we're very keen to continue on as well. We want to get the season done and the finals underway and all that sort of stuff. So we understand some teams are making some pretty big sacrifices at the moment. You look at there's a couple of Sydney teams, I think they've been away from home for quite a number of weeks now. And our footy club, we've had a few little hiccups along the way, but I suppose that's all part and parcel of the footy season. We understand that. And as long as the community's kept safe and all their family and friends and that are safe and football can continue, then we're happy to help in any way we can.
Does it get easier? I mean, you know, this is something that, you know, you had to deal with last year and then continue to deal with this year, or is it still quite difficult when, you know, each week you're not sure exactly where you're going to be playing?
To be honest, it actually gets easier because you sort of expect the unexpected a little bit. Last year, we sort of, the things that we went through last year as a footballer, you've heard a lot in the past about players with superstitions and things they do before games. Well, last year, with everything we went through with the hubs and that all got thrown out the window. So it's helped us probably not to, you know, worry too much about your preparation like you used to. It's more about that the game's going to be played on a certain day, and no matter where it is or what time, you sort of just have to get your mind set on that and just get the job done. And I think that's probably been a good thing for us.
Absolutely. And I guess the impact is felt not just by the players and the coaching staff as well, Jack, but also the fans. For a lot of people going to the footy, going and watch the footy, particularly places like the MCG, the SCG and that kind of stuff, this is a part of their regular weekly thing to do without doing that. I mean, for them, that's an important outlet as well. Would you agree?
100%. It's a crucial part of a lot of people's lifestyles all around Australia. And we've been a little bit unfortunate that this virus has sort of, you know, impacted everyone's lives in varying degrees. And for a lot of people, their release on the weekend is going to the footy and supporting their team. And with that taken away, put into lockdown, I suppose, in a few different states, it's been very, very hard on a lot of different people. So we're still fortunate enough to be able to play our game of footy and our fans get to watch us on TV, but it's definitely not the same of going to the ground and you know, seeing that atmosphere, being involved in the crowd and being involved in that win when you get one on the weekend. So we're hoping that, you know, towards the back end of the year that things improve and crowds can come back in Melbourne, and we're rapt to be able to get back to Hobart this weekend and play in front of our loyal Tasmanian supporters, which have been great all year this year, as we missed it last year.
Well, Jack, what would your message be? I guess, you know, people listening to the show, it's confirmed now, like, get down, let's weekend, let's watch you boys take on Geelong.
Absolutely. It's going to be a cracking game. For anyone who follows the AFL, I think we understand that Geelong are in fantastic form at the moment. So our brand of footy at North Melbourne has definitely improved probably since the bye. So it should be a very exciting game. So, yeah, I'd encourage as many people as possible to get down to the game on Saturday afternoon and hopefully make it a pretty good atmosphere for North Melbourne and see if we can't get the job done against the best team in the competition at the moment.
Absolutely. I mean, let's talk about the Tasmanian Grassroots Raffle as well. How important is it to help raise funds and I guess awareness for grassroots footy, particularly in Tassie as well, for upcoming players, both male and female?
Well, it's huge. Grassroots footy is everything to the AFL. I mean, that feeds all of our talent pathways. And if that is neglected at any point, then I think that the end product of the AFL is going to be affected. So it's important that grassroots footy is looked after, and our club's done a great job here by initiating this raffle to help grassroots footy down in Tasmania. And we're lucky to have Tasmania as a bit of a talent pathway for our footy club with our Next Gen Academy. And a lot of the locals will see Taron Thomas running around in our team, and he's been an absolute star this year, and he's a local boy from Tassie. So The more we can put into grassroots footy and entrench ourselves down in Tasmania, I think the better it's going to be for grassroots footy, but also our footy club as well.
Absolutely. And we see here the first prize, a Mazda CX-30. This is huge. I mean, Jack, you would have known, Blunsted Arena, people have come in many different vehicles. We've had helicopters, we've had different cars and stuff drive onto the field.
Jet skis. Across the water.
We've had all of that. We've had people, I guess, skydive onto the arena as well as the captain of North Melbourne. And you guys are putting on this raffle. Will you be arriving in a Mazda CX-30?
I wish I was, but I think we'll be arriving in a biosecurity bus, unfortunately.
That's the fourth prize.
It'd be nice to be able to jump in that CX-30 and get across. It's a bloody nice car. Whoever wins that's very lucky.
Can I ask you, just before we get you out of here, Jack, are you watching much Olympics? And if you are, what would you love to compete in at the Olympics?
Well, I am watching a little bit. It's great to be able to turn on at a random time of the day and just have a choice of about 20 different sports to look at. So it's awesome to
it's
watch. Last night, I actually flicked on the men's gymnastics, and those blokes blew me away with their athleticism. I'm not saying that I'd want to do that. That'd be definitely too hard. Something maybe like I love basketball, so playing in that, or something a little bit left field. The clay target shooting, I've got a little soft spot for. I reckon that'd be pretty cool to be involved in that.
Yeah, I feel like, no disrespect to the clay target shooters, but I feel like it might be a bit easier to train for that than it is the gymnastics.
Exactly my thought pattern. I think I could get into a pre-season of clay target shooting.
Jaggy's evil, a captain of the North Melbourne Footy Club, mate. We can't wait for the game this weekend. Go and get your tickets for the Tasmanian Grassroots Raffle, of course, giving back to Tasmanian Grassroots Footy here in Tassie. Mate, we appreciate your time on the show. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you on the weekend.
Thanks, guys. We can't wait to get down. Cheers.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.